Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today I'm very, very excited to welcome to the show my sister-in-law, Kristen Poon. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Kristen, what's something that God's been highlighting to you recently?
I think he's really been highlighting, you know, just trying to be present and engaged and kind of intentional in just everyday life. I'm kind of referencing the women's Bible study that just ended. And
shout out to all the women that went out to the women's Bible study.
Yeah, it was great. So we went over this as a Right Now Media series, but then it was a podcast and a book and called the Right Now Media series was called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And I think that's
the name of the book, too.
Book too? Yeah. Okay.
And the author is John Mark Comer. Yeah. So you might actually hear that name a lot today, because part of what we're going to be talking about a little bit later is referenced by John Mark Comer. So we will be talking about him quite a bit today in our episode.
Yeah. So the Women's Bible Study kind of went over, there's, you know, four different practices to help us eliminate hurry. And they go over silence and solitude, Sabbath and simplicity and slowing. And so I think really God's just been trying to just impress on me, you know, I need to slow things down a little bit. I mean, that's everybody.
Yeah, I think our culture is so wired to be go. You got to get this done.
Yeah, it's just what's next on the to-do list, what's next. So, but, you know, being that my kids are pretty young and it's going to, like people always say, it's going to go by so fast. And, you know, my oldest is already 4.5 and the younger one is 2. And it's just like, where did time go type of thing. And it's like, if you're not intentional about, you know, just, you know, being focused on the moments in the everyday, it just, life kind of passes you by. So it's kind of, God's kind of been like, yeah. So that the women's Bible study was really, you know, spoke to me a lot about, you know, just like things I can do to kind of slow down and just try to, you know, not let life go by without.
Yeah. Are there any practices that you've been trying to do recently to slow down?
Well, fasting, which we'll talk about later, is like kind of simplifying things and, you know, finding ways to be closer to God. But I actually, one of the practices that he goes over is the Sabbath. And I really, really liked that. It's hard to do. It's hard to do because it's just, you know, there's kids, you know, family obligations and sports things. And, you know, so things get in the way, but it's just, you know, kind of setting that time aside with your family and just being, again, present in, you know, just being present with them and not having as many distractions around. It's hard to do, very, very hard to do. And believe me, I haven't done, like, he talks about doing it for like an entire day. And I'm lucky if I can get like one meal in, like, you know, type of thing. And then, but then also like that idea of just, you know, speaking into your kids and just, you know, yeah. So being intentional in that way.
Yeah. So, I've been promising everybody a fasting episode because a lot of the recent guests have been talking a little bit about fasting. So surprise, this is the fasting episode. And I'm really glad that, Kristen, you're our guest to be talking to us about fasting. One of the things that I've heard recently is that you're actually on your own personal journey of fasting. And so can you share with us a little bit about your journey?
Sure. I mean, what sparked the whole thing is, you know, Mimo and Damon, they were, I guess, doing their own kind of fasting together. And I'm like, why? I'm like, Mimo's fasting, Damon's fasting, Kyle's fasting. Why are all these people fasting? And like, what's like kind of the purpose? And, you know, like, so I'm like, oh, let me do a little digging. And I'm like, if if Mima's fasting, it's probably because she heard it from a podcast. And if she's heard it from a podcast, it was probably John Mark Comer. And so I looked through John Mark Comer's teaching podcast, and sure enough, there's like a three-part, I think it's only two parts on that, on the teaching podcast about fasting. And so
wait, so you mean Mimo didn't send you the podcast? You had to actually go looking for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, she didn't send me this one. I guess, I don't know, maybe she's like, oh. So she sends me a lot of podcasts, but she didn't actually send me this one. So I had to do a little of my own research and digging.
Wow, that's even more impressive to me that you actually went looking for it.
Well, I mean, yeah. So. But, yeah, I mean, the opening line in the, or the opening conversation, like topic he goes into in the fasting is, you know, because he lives in Portland. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's like, Portland's such a foodie town. And I'm like, oh yeah, I like to go to Portland to go eat food and try different things. And so it, I was like, oh shoot, I was like, maybe I should listen to the rest of his podcast. I'm like, yeah, so he says a lot of things that kind of I didn't know anything about fasting, because I actually had never in my life really fasted. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I really didn't even know like what the purpose was, you know, and you know that, I mean, fasting kind of comes sometimes with a negative connotation to it.
A lot of times it comes with a negative connotation. Yeah. I don't know if there's very many people that actually really look forward to yeah. fasting. So yeah, there usually is some type of negative connotation that is associated with fasting.
Yeah, yeah. So, but then he really dives into it and he explains it really, really well, and how it was really like a core practice, you know, for centuries, or you know, that they did, you know, fasted twice a week, and you know, did really long fasts, like 40-day fasts and things like that. And I was like, oh, I was like, how, you know, so then he went into like how it was kind of lost and, various, you know, things about fasting and whatnot.
Yeah. When he was going over that section, I think one of the things that stood out to me was when Jesus was talking to his disciples and he didn't say, if you decide to fast, he referenced it when you fast. And so it was for them, it was a part of their regular routine for mm-hmm. each week. Mm-hmm. Fasting was a normal part of it. But for a lot of us, especially in the Protestant church, we fast for specific reasons or for specific mm-hmm. times or specific seasons, which we're doing as a church for the month of August. But for this podcast, the way that he was describing it was, this is just a normal part of a Christian at that time or a Jewish person at that time. A normal part of their regular routine.
Right, right, yeah. So when he said that, I was like, oh, really? I was like, I mean, he said it was like one of the three core practices of following Jesus. And I'm like, seriously? I was like, I never knew that. So, and then he references all the biblical stuff about like, you know, Jesus fasts for 40 days and then he's tempted by Satan with food, mm-hmm. bread. And I was like, oh shoot. I was like he I don't know, it just kind of, you know, like the 40 days of fasting, you would think like he said would make him weaker, but mm-hmm. it actually made him stronger. And so I was like, wow, like, you know, that's like what kind of what fasting can do for you almost. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I was like, maybe, okay, I guess maybe I should fast too. So yeah, I mean, he goes into a lot of other things like, you know, reasons we should fast and, you know, don't do it like this and, you know, don't do it so people look at you.
Yeah, that's the way that the Pharisees used to do it, is that they would try to get attention and try to look good. Like, look at us, we're fasting. And so they would, you know, they wouldn't wash up. They would look all downtrodden yeah. and sad. So people would say, what's wrong with you? And it's, oh, I'm fasting today.
Yeah.
But the way that Jesus wanted us to fast is just to make it a normal part of our routine, look like a normal day, but right. just you're not eating and we're spending that time praying or spending that time seeking the Lord.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was talking earlier with you about how I mean, we think a lot about food, right? Like, so for like, from like, what are we going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to like, you know, I got to go to the market. What should I get? Right. Like, so when you don't have to think about that, like you have a lot more time.
Yeah.
And just to, and then using that time, like if you know you're like fasting to, you know, just pray or just seek God. And so
Yeah. And I think one thing that stood out to me when I listened to the podcast, well, one part that really stood out is the title. And the title of the podcast that John Mark has that you can find on his teaching podcast is, for the first episode, is Starve the Flesh to Feed the Spirit.
Yeah.
And that kind of blew me away. It's like, starve the flesh to feed the spirit. A lot of times when I've fasted in the past, it doesn't feel like I'm feeding my spirit. It feels like I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
And I think Lauren kind of mentioned that on his episode, is that the times that he's fasted, he's just felt hungry.
Right.
And so when I listened to this and he shared, John Mark shared his insights on it, it really helped me to shift my paradigm on what fasting looks like. And so yesterday I was running and I was trying to prep for this because Kristen's been telling me that she needs help. So I was like, okay, I need to make sure that I prep too. So I was running. I went on my run and I felt like the Lord kept impressing on me the word feasting, feasting, feasting. And then I would ask him, God, what does that mean? And why are you talking about feasting? I thought we're talking about fasting. And what I felt like he was telling me was, when we fast, the attitude that he wants us to have is that we're feasting on him. And so to look at it, instead of kind of like we shared before, that with a negative connotation or feel not really looking forward to it, the way that he wants us to look at fasting is really like we're going to a really fancy, nice restaurant that we're excited about, and we're going to feast. But instead of feasting on food, we're feasting on his spirit. And so we can look forward to, God, I'm excited about what you're going to do to me today, how you're going to change me, how you're going to shift my thinking, how you're going to show up in an unexpected way. I'm looking forward to what you're going to teach me, what you're going to show me. I'm really excited about that because we're feasting on his spirit and not just on food. And so during those times that we're hungry, it can be a reminder for us to pray or to seek him. Yeah. And I think you kind of had a cool analogy about the hunger pains. Oh, and I'm getting a blank stare. Okay, the other day when we were talking this through, Kristen had a cool analogy about the WWJD bracelet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, so I've been fasting for a few weeks and, you know, like, yeah, everybody used to wear those, yeah, what would Jesus do bracelets. And it was supposed to be kind of a reminder of like, okay, seek, you know, God in, you know, kind of your everyday life and whatnot. And when you're fast, you're hungry, right? So your stomach's always growling. So you're kind of using those physical pains to really just, you know, draw you closer to God, really, mm-hmm. and just make him like more present and more like a focus in your everyday life, like just whatever you're doing.
So when your stomach is growling, we can think about it as our what would Jesus do bracelet.
Yeah, your physical what would Jesus do bracelet without actually wearing a bracelet. Yeah.
So Kristen, one of the things that you've been sharing with me is that you have tried different types of fasts. Can you share with us a few of the different types of fasts that you've tried as each week has gone by?
Yeah. So I've been fasting for a few weeks now. And, you know, the first week I did it, you know, having never done it, like I was kind of like, okay, well, I don't really know what to expect. But I started, Mimo kind of gave me a little rundown how she does it. And, you know, I started on, you know, like a Thursday night and I didn't eat till the following, that Friday dinner. And, you know, but I said, because I didn't know what to expect, I feel like I was really, you know, it was a really great experience for me, really. Mm-hmm. So I felt like all throughout my day, I just kind of everything, because I was hungry, went kind of everything was kind of going back to God and just, you know, kind of seeking him. And, you know, I was working, so whatever I was doing when I was working. And So I was like, okay, well, I really had a great experience. It was almost like I think transformational kind of like it. And so I was like, okay, I really like this idea of, you know, I felt really close to God. And so the second week I did it, it was kind of like a, oh, well, I guess I'll fast today because I skipped lunch at work. So let me just skip dinner too. But it wasn't as intentional and I didn't. So it wasn't as great of an experience. So I'm like, okay, I really just need to like plan it, you know, and not like in a legalistic, I have to do it this day from this time to this time. But I want to have it at the front of my mind type of thing. Because otherwise you like it's just yeah it wasn't as like I was more tired the second time I did it just wasn't it was something I thought about more and it wasn't didn't feel as great. So I did it this past week and I was like I do because I had such a good experience the first time I was like how can I bring that like kind of closeness with God kind of more throughout my week. So I was like, I liked the idea of doing it twice a week and then maybe doing it for like a shorter time. So I did it like just breakfast and lunch, like twice this past week. And I really liked that because it just kind of, you know, you instead of just doing it once and thinking about God that one day and, you know, trying to, you know, bring him into whatever you're doing, it was more like it kind of helped the week. You know, put it more in your mind throughout the week rather than just like that one day, which is it's kind of cool because I was talking to Mimo and she was like, yeah, it's kind of cool that you're trying different ways because what works for one person may not work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So she's like, it's kind of cool that you're just trying to find what works for you. And, you know, everybody's a little different. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it brings to light how important it is for our attitude heading into it and how that shapes our experience, right? Yeah, so the times that you're excited about it and you're looking forward to it and looking forward to spending that time with the Lord, those were the times where it was more transformational and the times where it was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to just do it because I already started. It just fits. Yeah. And then that experience wasn't quite the same.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like your attitude going into it is like, yeah, you have to be like, you know what you're, like the purpose of it is and just having that mindset is key. So,
So one of the interesting things from the John Mark Comer podcast that he talks about, so I'm not saying that this is my idea or anything, but it kind of stood out to me when he talked about it, was he talks about the difference between fasting and abstaining and how in the traditional historical sense, fasting is about not eating for a set length of time, usually at least one day, a 24-hour period, where for some people it's just drinking water. For some people it might look like drinking things through a straw, which is the direction that we're going for this month as our church. But he kind of called out a few of the different types of practices that people have called fast. Recently.
Yeah, I really liked when he said that because he's like, it's not abstaining, so it's not like, oh, I'm fasting from social media or I'm fasting from, you know, just carbs or something, you know, like it's like literally fasting is fasting from food and, you know, your hunger, that those pains, your hunger pains are, you know, a way for you to draw you closer to me, the God, right? So I thought that was really interesting because, our culture thinks of fasting and they say fasting.
Yeah, it's just an interesting dynamic that he was bringing out and a contrast to what our culture has taught us about fasting recently, how for a lot of people, it's like you said, fasting from social media, or they'll call it fasting from sugar or snacks or candy or certain, you know, little things.
Right.
But really, the traditional historical view of fasting has been to not eat for a set length of time.
Right.
And those other things are really called abstaining.
Right.
So it's kind of cool because I was kind of talking about that with Brandon this morning. So we're recording this on Sunday, the Sunday before it's getting released. And Brandon Hojo was our speaker today, and I was kind of talking to him about this because he was going to introduce a little bit of the fasting. And he was talking about fasting in the sense of giving up social media, Instagram, something like that. Yeah. And I was like, well, actually, on this other podcast that we listened to, and then he kind of incorporated that into the message. So I thought it was kind of cool. Shout out to Brandon. Good job. Okay, so Kristen, one of the things that a lot of people associate fasting with is prayer. Mm-hmm. And John Mark gives a few different types of prayer that go really well with fasting.
Yeah, so he went over, I think he gave us five, actually, in his podcast. And he goes over fasting to repent, to grieve, to cry out to God in a crisis, to change God's mind in a situation, and to know God's mind for a decision. So I thought it was really... Like, so when I started fasting, I didn't know that the church was going to go through fasting. So
that's why it's even better that you're the one that's going to share about it, because you did it on your own. It's not like you're doing it just because Pastor Barry asked you to do it.
Yeah.
You're seeking it out on your own.
Yeah. So it was cool. Like the types of prayer he goes into for it, like why they, kind of go along with fasting. I don't have a specific one that, triggered my want to fast, but,
So for us and our church, some of the things that Pastor Barry is encouraging us to pray specifically for, and the reason that we're going to do this month of August, is that he gave us three reasons that our church is going to look into this and try to do this together. And those three reasons are: one is to support our families and our kids. He's been talking a lot about how when our kids go to school, they're at the front lines of this spiritual war, and our families are under attack culturally every day, and culture's totally trying to tear apart families and distract families and really not foster a healthy family. And so that's one of the reasons that we're going to be fasting and praying, is to pray and support our families and hopefully spend more time together as families. The second one is to consecrate ourselves again to the Lord. So just as a church, we want to come together and give him ourselves and worship him with our whole bodies. And I think that's something that was cool that John Mark talked about, is that when we fast, it's a different type of prayer, because we're praying with our whole body, with our whole self. Yeah. It's not just I'm praying in my mind, or I'm not just praying with my mouth, but I'm praying with my whole body, because I'm not eating today. So I'm giving God my whole body. And so this is one way that we can consecrate ourselves to the Lord. And then also, as we move forward, as a church, we want to see if we're in the right facilities. And if not, we want to seek the Lord for clarity on a new type of facility. And that's one of the types of prayer that John Mark talks about fasting is a good ally for, which is knowing God's mind in decision making. And we feel like this is a very big decision. We've been at Stanford for 16 years. We've had the Freedom Center for 5. And if these are the right places for us, then cool. But if God really wants us to do something, go somewhere else, then we want clarity. And so that's another reason that we're choosing to fast. And so I really think that this is a good season for our church to come together and seek the Lord together with our whole selves. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, I don't know. I think the fasting is going to be really, really good this next month. And I think if you're thinking that I hate fasting and I can't do it. I think it's all the more important that you give it a try. I mean, like I said, I had never done it before, and I think it's great. It's a really easy way to, really have that time with God. So
And I think if you're in that situation where you're considering it, but you really don't want to do it, I think, kind of like Kristen said, I think all the more that's why we should step into these things, because I believe Satan is real, and I feel like he knows how powerful our church family can be together when we fast and pray and come together to do that, and how powerful that is. And so he's going to try to stop us from doing
that. And he's going to like attack your mind, say, you can't do it, you can't do it. He's going to put food in front of you, commercials, whatnot, and he's going to find every way to try to distract you. But I think if you're committed, and I think you'll get a lot out of it, and I think their church will as well, yeah.
So. Yeah, and so I kind of like the way that we started this, if we look at fasting as feasting on God's Spirit, and we're excited about the opportunity to feast and see what he has for us and see the ways that he's going to transform us, see the exciting things that he's going to reveal to us, you know, is he going to reveal to someone the exact location that we're supposed to be at next?
Right.
And it might not be Pastor Barry. It might be just someone that chose to fast one day, and they might say, I really get the sense that we're supposed to go here.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be a family who was struggling but decides to fast together, and really that transforms their family? Like, those are things that are exciting. And so if we're looking at fasting like that, we can get really excited about it and excited to feast together.
Yeah, I agree.
Kristen, is there anything else about fasting that has really stood out to you as you've done it, as you listen to the podcast? Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our church family about, specifically about fasting?
No, I really like you said, that line that John Mark Comer just continues to highlight throughout his podcast is fasting is feasting on God. And it's just, that's really what stood out and just kind of, you know, made me like, yeah, this is something I want to do and I need to do. Mm-hmm. So it's been, like I said, it's been transformational. I really want to incorporate it into just my everyday walk with God. And it's just that.
Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to be fasting every day.
Yeah, no,
but just
no,
as a part of her weekly routine.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, so for me, one last thing that I'd like to leave with our church family is that if there's something that you've been feeling stuck in, whether it's just stuck in your relationship with the Lord, or whether it's stuck in a certain sin that's been difficult to overcome, I really feel like something that's been highlighted to me with fasting is that this is one way for us to grow in our will, you know, and that's something that we've talked about as a church family, is that we want to have a strong mind, we want to have a strong heart, and we want to have a strong will. So strong emotions, strong mind, and strong will. And sometimes when we're struggling with our will in a specific area, sometimes we can grow our will in a different area, right? Yeah. So if we're struggling with a certain sin, maybe we can grow our will in a different area by choosing not to eat.
Right.
And that can help us to grow our will and grow our choices so that we can choose, in this sense, to not eat for a certain period of time. And that can actually help strengthen our will for some of these other choices and other decisions that we have to make, so that, you know, we don't have to feel defeated by some of these other choices. So if that's where you feel like you're at, if you feel like you've been stuck in your relationship with the Lord, or there's been some type of plateau, I encourage you just to try it out. Try it out, because I really believe that this is something that's powerful. And that's one reason that it's not a part of most of us, our regular lives, because the enemy knows how powerful it is when people come together and fast, because it's really praying with our whole body, seeking the Lord with our whole self, and not just with our mind or with our, you know, some of our time, but it's really with our whole body. And that's when God says, you know, seek the kingdom. He says, seek me with your whole self, right? And so this is one way that we can step into that and exercise that. Kristen, I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.